The first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Red Berenson. The Wolverines enter this week's Big Ten tournament having won four of their last five games and will face number four Penn State in the opening round at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
If you'd like to start with an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we're playing a familiar opponent. We just played Penn State twice, and they outshot us pretty bad, but we found a way to win the game, so I thought we were fortunate. Nevertheless, this is the best momentum we've had during the season. It's been a up-and-down season for Michigan, and we finally put together a couple of better games, at least going into these playoffs. So we feel a little better about our team than we did a month ago.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. And your first question is from Paula Weston, U.S. College Hockey.
Hi, Red. The question I have is probably a question you've heard a lot lately. I'd like to know what you think is going differently in these last 4 weeks. What is different about your team than for a good part of the Big Ten season?
Well, I think we've got better goalkeeping, Paula, and not that our goalkeeping was poor before, but it's been way above average in recent games. And it's had to be because we've been outshot in every game. So it's been a matter of having better goalkeeping. Maybe our penalty killing was a little better, and we're a little healthier now than we were a month ago.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Colton Wood, The State News.
Hi, Coach. Just calling to ask, entering this Big Ten tournament, what's the key to kind of advance yourself and to come away with wins and ultimately the title?
Well, that's a loaded question. Obviously, there's some great teams. Every one of them finished ahead of us in the standings. So we have to have an underdog mentality. We have to play like that. We have to be stingy. And we have to be opportunistic, and then at last, we have to be lucky.
Thanks, Coach.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tom Malinsky, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Red. I was wondering, you know, if you could go through some of your memories of playing at Joe Louis Arena. It's a building that obviously doesn't have a whole lot of time left, but you've had a lot of important games there, and maybe you could share a few memories.
Well, first of all, I think Joe Louis Arena has been a great boost to the credibility of college hockey. And when kids that played in college hockey in the CCHA, for example, or at schools like Michigan and Michigan State, to get the chance to play in the Great Lakes Invitational every Christmas, and then the CCHA playoff championship. The NCAA has had their championships there and regionals as well. So a lot of college hockey players had the chance to play in that building. And I think the thing that makes that building special is the many great teams the Red Wings have had and the many great players that have played there. So every hockey player that played college has been really impressed with the fact that they get to play in Joe Louis Arena. And then we've been, you know, as a Michigan program, we've been blessed with the support of the Illiches, who own the Red Wings, and their support of college hockey in this area. So we've had a lot of great memories down there, whether it's winning a GLI or a CCHA championship or a regional, and it's been a great, great building for college hockey.
Thanks, Red.
Your next question is from Fred Plush, Big Ten Network.
Hey, good morning, Red. A couple of questions. One concerning, did you have to change your defensive structure or anything in the last 6 weeks, or are they just getting it? And second question would be, Tony Calderon seems to be finding the net with regularity, which has to be good for you.
Yeah, defensive structure. No, we haven't. We're always trying to get better defensively. We've been one of the worst teams defensively in the Big Ten all year, and that's been a challenge. And it's not our goalies, but as I mentioned earlier, I think our goalies are playing way above average right now, and giving us a chance. Even though we've still been giving up as many as 46 shots in our last performance. So, no, it's not the defensive structure, but our whole team has to play better defensively if we're going to move past Thursday's game. And then in terms of Tony Calderon, Tony was out for a few games, and then he got back in the lineup, and he's known as a streaky scorer. And he picked a good time to start up another streak this weekend. So he's an important part of our offense. We haven't been that good offensively. Tony's leading our team in goals.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Gordon Brunskill, Central Daily Times.
Hi, Red. Just wanted to find out what was different about this past weekend against Penn State versus the first time you met them back in December.
Well, I think our young guys are a little more experienced, but still not up to the strength or the experience that Penn State has. We were playing at home. We're playing with a little more desperation. And we got goalkeeping that gave us a little confidence, but I still thought Penn State was a better team in both games, and certainly we were lucky to win.
And can you carry it over for a third time in less than a week?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, it's not like we think we're a lot better than Penn State, and I think Penn State, probably as much as they lost two games here, they got some confidence that they know how to play. If they play the way they can play against Michigan, they're going to get their chances. So, we need to be a better hockey team on Thursday than we were last weekend.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from Nathan Wells, SB Nation College Hockey.
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
During this last stretch, we've won four of your last five. Have you seen anything kind of different from your upperclassmen, your senior leadership?
Well, I wish I could say that. I mean, I've seen it from our senior goalie, Zach Nagelfert. He's played two of the last three games, and he's had shutouts, so good for him. And Alex Kyle's been in a kind of a slump as one of our top go-to seniors. Our senior class is pretty thin after losing the players we lost in the summer. But Nolan DeJong, our captain, has been all in, and I can see there's a sense of urgency, obviously. And we had our senior night on Saturday, and it was pretty emotional and I think pretty rewarding for our seniors. So we'll see going forward if our seniors can make a difference. But, it's a small group compared to last year.
We've got time for one last question for Coach Berenson.
Your final question is from Paula Weston, U.S. College Hockey Online.
Well, I have to say that both Nate and Fred beat me to it, so I have nothing.
All right, well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you later this week in Detroit.
Good. Thanks very much, everyone.